Hey, it's Zach here, and super quick before we dive into the show. If you haven't already, I want to make sure that you have subscribed to my free weekly Case of the Mondays newsletter, because it is where I share my best advice, strategies, and mindsets to help you design a creative career that you absolutely love showing up for every Monday morning. When you sign up, I'll even send you a bonus 5-day email course to help you clarify and prioritize the next small steps in your unique path to success. To sign up, just visit optimizeyourself.me/newsletter. All right, on to today's episode. My name is Zach Arnold, and I'm a former Hollywood film and television editor turned career strategist and the creator of Optimize Yourself, where I help artists, creatives, and storytellers just like you design the more balanced, more sustainable, and more fulfilling creative career that you deserve. In a nutshell, I'm Tim Ferriss meets Ted Lasso, minus the mustache, because I am obsessed with both learning everything I can about optimizing human potential while also inspiring you to realize yours. If you are ready to step outside your comfort zone, let's dive right in and unlock the optimized version of you. Hello, and welcome to the Optimize Yourself podcast, where I share honest and candid conversations with best-selling authors, world-class athletes, Hollywood legends, elite experts in a variety of fields, as well as everyday people that are achieving extraordinary things. It means the world to me that with all the podcast choices out there, you have chosen to invest your valuable time, energy, and attention with me. Now, before we get started, don't forget to visit optimizeyourself.me/podcast so you can subscribe, leave a review, and so you can also download your unique customized podcast playlist, where I'm going to send you the 5 best expert interviews from our archives to help you achieve your specific goals. So on that note, without further ado, let's get right to today's guest. Hello, and welcome to Hot Seat Friday, where I give you an inside glimpse into the world of the Optimizer community. Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, I host office hours live via Zoom, where I conduct a series of one-on-one coaching sessions and I help a student workshop whatever challenge they're facing next. We cover topics such as networking and outreach, workshopping resumes and websites, preparing for job interviews, designing career paths, and a multitude of challenges beyond just career growth, including time management and productivity, building and optimizing creative workflows, mindset, burnout, and so much more. These bite-sized 25-minute sessions are jam-packed with practical and actionable strategies that you too can use right away to design the more rewarding, the more fulfilling, and the more sustainable creative career that you deserve. If after listening, you're interested in joining the Optimizer community and having the opportunity to sit on the hot seat yourself, and I promise it's not as scary as it sounds, visit optimizeyourself.me/optimizer to learn more. Again, that's optimizeyourself.me/optimizer. All right, moving on to our second session. Who's second? We've got Michael. Michael, looks like you're back for more with your pitch deck.
Yes,
back for
more.
Man,
are you you're a masochist. You just keep coming back for more.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically this entire community is Masochists Anonymous,
right?
Myself included.
So I'm meeting with the exec tomorrow to go through this. That's deck. And I've expanded it and changed it according to our last meeting. And it's a bit different for sure. So how do you want to do this? I guess that's as much I don't really need much of a preamble because I think it speaks for itself.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So the one little bit of preamble I do want.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've talked about it before, but I want to assume that somebody's coming to this fresh.
Yeah.
Who are you showing this pitch deck to?
Well, this is to the executive at Peacock who would look at my pilot and possibly green light a series. So what I did was I made a pilot and then I did a focus group, and it looked like the main series would be very attractive to kids, but also the kids seemed really interested in space. And I thought that needed like a second series. So I'm looking to hopefully green light for the year 2 series, or a series and then a spinoff. Because
so the audience of this is, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the audience is the executive who would green light the series. And I know it seems presumptuous to 2 series, but it's like, it's really like the more I talk to kids, the more I realize that if we did an episode on space, it would need to be very long and very involved because kids are very interested in space. So I wanted to break it up.
Gotcha. All right. So the shortest version is that this is going to be seen by an executive at Peacock that is making the decision whether or not they want to green light the series. And the series is a YouTube series for Peacock Kids.
Correct. For the Science Channel.
All right. So we've already gone through this. I think this specific one we went through once before, and we went through the more general one before that. So what specific feedback are you looking for in this hot seat?
Well, I just want to make sure that this is ready for the executive. So he's excited about this project. Yeah, that's basically it. I just want him to look at it and go, wow, this is great. The last time he went through IDEC, he did trim it down quite a bit. So I'm trying to keep it not too wordy, but certainly wordy enough, the right amount of words.
All right. So you said that essentially the result you're looking for is he looks at this and he says, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
What are the ingredients for him to say that? What is it going to take for him to say, wow, this is great?
It just looks like a good deck for a series. Like it looks like a description of a series they should have. And then he would run it up the ladder, and then everybody up the ladder would say, yeah, this should be a series. This is great.
Great. All right. So now we better understand that for him to say this is great, it's not, I love your font choices and your images, because that's one version of this deck is great. Yeah. It's, is this a series that we want to make?
Exactly.
So what are the criteria that need to be in this pitch deck to make sure that they say, oh my God, this is a series that we want to make and we want to run it up the ladder? This is great. What boxes do we need to check?
Well, for it to be great for the YouTube channel and possibly even bigger, I included some celebrity involvement, which is definitely possible. And so there's that. But it's also just these people want to make shows that get a lot of clicks, get a lot of views, and excite kids between 8 and 12.
All right. So now we're getting a little bit clear. So yes. It's not just I want them to say my pitch deck is great.
Yeah.
It's great is defined by this is a show that we want to create. I want to push it up the ladder so we can get a greenlit. That's what makes it great. And now what makes it great is it's an entertaining and engaging show for 8 to 12-year-olds that's going to get a lot of clicks on Peacock Kids channel on YouTube.
And that won't get anybody fired.
They won't get anybody fired. Right. That's looking at it from their perspective. Everybody's in CYA mode, right? Got to cover own ass.
Yes.
So now let's go one layer deeper.
Yeah.
If we want this thing to be great, it means that one of the criteria is the content must be such that it's going to be engaging for 8 to 12-year-olds, and they're going to want to click on it, and they're going to want to watch it, and then they're going to want to watch it again, and then they're going to want to watch it again. So now what makes this pitch deck great?
One other thing. You want to make sure you want to get the kids on board and the parents on board. So you're really, the executive is looking to please two audiences. And I believe that this deck makes it clear that it will please two audiences. There's a lot of stuff in the deck that would excite kids, a lot of stuff in the deck that will excite parents.
Got it. So to steal some branding slogans from either the 80s or the 90s, somewhere in my childhood, it's kid tested, parent approved.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Right. I cannot remember the name of the product off the top of my head.
But that
slogan just sticks in my head. That's some good branding. I think it was kid tested, mother approved, but we'll say kid tested, parent approved.
Yeah. So now back in the day, it would just be mother.
Yeah. But now we know that in order for this to be great, him to say, ooh, this pitch deck is great. One of the criteria is you've created a story that's not only compelling for kids that want to click and watch more, but parents approve of it and they encourage their kids watching this content.
Exactly.
Good. Now I have a much better understanding of the story this pitch deck needs to tell. Because I could look at it and say, ooh, this is great. And an executive could say, this is garbage. Because I'm going to be looking at it from a different perspective than them. So now I better understand what problems are they trying to solve? What results are they looking for?
Yeah.
Now we can take a look at the pitch deck.
Okay. And once again, my Achilles heel is finding the wrong elephant that's not in the room. Right? So my first instinct was, what if they say this is an ad for Blue Origin and we want to promote a concept. We don't want to promote an individual brand, which sounds to me like that stupid monkey in my head is saying something that will not, creating a problem that is not a problem.
Right. And that was actually a big portion of our previous conversation, as you had an entire slide that said, let's address the elephant in the room, that which is the conflict between Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and how it's a dick measuring competition. Your words, dick measuring competition for these two billionaires trying to go into space. I'm like, how often do you think this comes up in conversation between 8 to 12 year olds that are interested in space travel?
But also maybe parents do, but yeah, it's not important. But also the other elephant that was not in the room was my advanced age, which is nobody gives a shit.
Right. Which is why would they ever hire a middle-aged white male?
Middle-aged male.
Right. That's, right. And as you identified through talking to your core direct audience, they're like, we don't care. Just make a good show. Just make something that's going to solve our problems and do it within budget and within our timeline. Great.
Yeah, it's like my friend used to say, you directors don't realize that the average person doesn't even know that job exists. They don't even know a director. They know Steven Spielberg was some kind of guy who made movies, but they don't know. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't understand the machinations of who's actually doing what. I mean, growing up, I just assumed that TV and movies, they just existed. They were just there. You didn't know they actually had to be created, right? That there was a process. And then once I realized that editing was actually a craft and it was an actual thing and that you could actually get paid for it, that was like the biggest light bulb moment ever. Because I'm like, oh, now I understand why I like movies. And now I understand this is a thing I can actually learn and do. But growing up, the trailers, they just show up. Movies and TV, they're just there, right?
That's fine.
So, yeah. So I would say you don't need to read too deeply either into who's creating the show or into the politics of the billionaires that are racing to space.
Not really.
All right. So now let's start to flip through this. So your first page is, if you were to summarize what this page is, if you were to, let's say that you had to create on each of the thumbnails and like the navigation of where you're creating this, you have to say, this is what this slide is.
Introduction.
So what slide is this? So this is the introduction.
Yeah.
But what purpose does the introduction serve?
To give the reader an idea of what they're about to read. Like what am I looking at? What are you pitching me? And I'm saying, I'm pitching you a 5-part series, specifically this long for this part of your network. And what are we going to explain? What are we going to show?
Right. So an example of if I were looking at how to summarize this, I'm always thinking about how can I simplify this so I understand the intention. This slide is show explanation and summary.
Correct.
Right. So do you want me to go through the entire deck kind of piece by piece, or do you want to zoom into some of the individual slides? I want to make sure I answer your questions and not just go on and on with my own feedback.
I would really like sort of an overview, like a quick version of like, okay, this page. If you really wanted to do 10 minutes on this, you probably could just go through each slide, get an idea and go, okay. It seems good. I don't know.
Okay, good. So that's perfect for me because now I understand what's most useful to you because I could do an hour hot seat on just this first page. I can just go on and on forever. I'm not saying it would be a useful hour.
Yeah.
But for you, it's you want to see a general overview of the entire slide deck, how it flows and the story that it's telling.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to zoom into any of the specific words or paragraphs or the psychology, whatever it might be. We're looking at essentially the table of contents.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay. So we go from your title page, which is very simple, which is here's the show. Here's what the name of it is. And here's a little bit of basic information. Rocket makers are looking to 5 incredible spaceships and the people who make them. Very clear, very compelling if this is the right series for me. And then your next page, which is essentially a show or a series or episode summary or kind of an overview. Mm-hmm. I now know that Rocket Makers is a 5-part Peacock Kids series.
Yeah.
Only question I have for you without going into the actual paragraph itself. Is it necessary, not in the text in the paragraphs, but if we're talking in headlines, is it necessary that you're mentioning YouTube as well? Example being a 5-part Peacock Kids series for YouTube. Like, is that something that you think is necessary?
I don't need YouTube. They know that, but also there is that possibility it'll be on Peacock proper. So no, I could take
it. Okay, good. I just wanted to double check and make sure. If I'm looking at kind of the top level overview, I just want to make sure we're checking the most basic and important boxes.
Right.
All right. So then we go to our third slide. And how would you characterize the third slide? If you had to give it a name in your table of contents, which slide is this?
This is talent. This is just a discussion of talent. There will be interviews. There'll be a host. There'll be a guide. And I wanted to, no pun intended, shoot for the moon. Apparently, these two actors are very into space. And if there was a possibility that they could promote space to kids, I think they would in some form or another. So I'm giving examples of people who are into space who might appear.
Got it. All right. So then essentially we're going from title page to series summary to host.
Yeah.
So one general note that I have is that on both of these pages, this one, not quite as much, but this one, with the very busy background, readability is a little tough on this.
Okay.
I would just turn the transparency of the background down a little bit because it's because there's no drop shadow and there's a lot of conflict with the whole star space behind it. Readability is just a little bit challenging. I can read it, but it takes a little bit more work than I'd like it to.
Any eye strain at all will cause people to get a little fatigue. I don't want that.
Yeah. So this is just a little bit busy for my own taste, but I'm also very picky about that kind of stuff. All right. So before kind of giving any really specific zoomed in feedback on any of the individual slides, I just want to look at the broad overview. So we're just going to go through all of it. So we're going from title page to series summary to here are your potential hosts. What's this next page?
This discusses the stats on what kids are feeling regarding space. There was a, they asked parents to, well, it was actually parents. Yeah. So they asked 500 parents to rate kids' interest in space. And it was pretty, enlightening in terms of the number. Kids are very into space. We know that from a pretty good cross-section of humans.
If I'm your Peacock Kids executive, why do I care?
Because you want to make sure that parents are saying that their kids are interested in this subject. So that way you're going to get views and you're going to get parent approval.
There we go. So that's where I wanted to get a little bit more into what makes this great. And you said one of the things that makes it great is not only is this going to get kids' interest and they're going to be engaged with it and click on more, parents are going to approve it.
Correct.
So I feel like this page is answering that question. Here's why you should care about the show. And underneath the surface, here's how it solves the problems that your Peacock Kids series needs to solve.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So here's why I bring that up. Essentially, if I were to break this down as simple as possible, here's title page.
Yep.
Right. Here's what this is.
Yep.
Here's why this is important or why you should pay attention.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So now ask me, which one do you think is more important for me? Let's say that with every slide, you have to earn me clicking the arrow button to go to the next one. If we're going from here's what this is, do you think the next slide should be here are potential hosts? Or do you think the next slide should be here's why this series is going to exist and why I want to make it and how it solves your problems?
Well, the reason I did it this way is because people really perk up at the idea of talent. They know that you want to make a show and they generally don't get much good talent. And so the idea that this will maybe attract good talent is like, hold on, now I'm interested. That to me is why.
So you're right.
But it's also like, remember, all of a sudden their interest just went up a little bit, I'm sure.
Okay. So I agreed. On this page, is it saying that we have Chris Evans and Ariana Grande attached as hosts?
We do not. We have a good possibility.
Right. So what you're saying is these would be really cool hosts, right?
I'm saying there's a bit of a likelihood that we can get.
Right. There's a bit of a likelihood, but there's no guarantee. If you had said Ariana Grande has signed and attached herself to this project, that needs to lead because that's the hook. And they're like, done. We don't need to read the rest of your slides. Right.
Right.
One of the biggest influencers on Instagram. I don't give a shit what your show is about. Done. Right. Here's my money. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you don't have them.
Yeah.
I would not go to the slide next. I would go to this one first.
Okay.
Right. I think it's saying here's why the show is compelling to you. Right. We have proof that kids love space. This is kid tested, parent approved. That to me is more compelling because that's true regardless.
Yep.
Then you can say, by the way, there are a multitude of celebrities that show an interest in space that we think would be a great fit.
Right.
But if I'm skimming this and I'm not really reading it, because probably I'm not, because I'm super busy and I've got 100 things going on and my phone is chiming while I'm looking at this, somebody might skim this and like, oh my God, they got Ariana Grande. That's amazing. You're like, no, 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 slow down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I want to lead with what you know is going to compel them with things that are very, very clear.
Yeah.
One of which is, here is what the series is about. That's very clear, right?
Right.
You're creating this series. Here's why we think the show is important and how it can be valuable to your organization and hence to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've made that compelling case, now let's talk a little bit more about who could host the show. Now that you know why it's important and why it's compelling and why you should make it, now let's talk about our host.
Yeah, yeah.
I would. Okay. It's a small switch change, it. But I think as far as flow of storytelling, I would flop these.
That's great. Okay, I will.
All right. So now we know who the host is. And now we're going through what essentially looks like the episode Bible or episode summaries, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So part one, we have the new shepherd. I'm intentionally not reading anything else other than the headlines.
Wait, maybe I should put episode one. I don't know. Is that clear enough? Part one.
Yeah. But no. What I was going to do, I'm going to go through and I'm going to read all the headlines first because I'm intentionally not going to read any of the text.
Okay.
And then I want to tell you off the top of my head what some of my thoughts are, both from my perspective, but also if I'm trying to crawl into their brain.
Yes.
So Rocket Makers, part one, New Shepherd. Part two, New Glenn. Part three, Blue Moon. Part four, Blue Ring. Part five, the space station. And then we'll go to this in a second.
Okay.
So if I'm only reading those,
yeah,
I don't really know what your episodes are about. The only one that I can surmise I have a pretty good idea what it's about is the space station. So
why don't you know what the New Shepherds is a spaceship, right?
I didn't know that.
Well, I say at the beginning that we're
I don't have time to read your paragraph. I want to understand this at the most base level, right? So right. If it's the New Shepherd, the New Glenn, the Blue Moon, the Blue Ring, and the space station, if you had not told me, I have no idea what those are.
So I could put Rocket Makers Spaceship One, New Shepherd. So if I say Rocket Makers Spaceship Number One, they know it's about the making of a spaceship.
Potentially, yes. I'm assuming that is my assumption correct that the New Shepherd, the New Glenn, the Blue Moon, and Blue Ring are all either spaceships. Looks like this is some kind of landing pod or a satellite.
They're all space vehicles.
They're all space vehicles, right? So if I'm not going to read any of this, I want to get a sense that what you're structuring the entire series around is the vehicles. Right now, I'm not getting that because without knowing what the New Shepherd is, I thought maybe the New Shepherd was some clever way of talking about the new shepherds being the astronauts and shepherding us into space for the new frontier. I have no idea what that means.
Right. That's good.
Right. Because yeah. There are a lot of different ways to structure the series, one of which is around the vehicles, one of which is around the CEOs of the companies. Right. You could episode one, Elon Musk. Episode two, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
clearly,
yeah.
You don't want to do that based on our previous conversation. But that I get. I understand here's the basic structure of your series. And I want to understand very quickly and easily. You're saying that the core structure of the series is around the vehicles. And I'm not getting that right now. I want to get that without having to read. Because it could also be the entire series is structured around the different roles, right? It could be the engineers, the mechanics, the astronauts, C-suite executives, right? So if you want a base level understanding of how you're structuring your episode Bible, right now it's not clear. Because that's the core foundation of the entire narrative of your series.
Right, right.
And okay. I'm not seeing that yet. And it could literally be done in just a few words.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
but right
that's
now. I'm not understanding the core narrative structure. So if I'm in this meeting with the executives and I haven't really read all of it, they're like, "Oh, so what are the episodes?" Well, the episodes are New Shepherd, New Glenn, Blue Moon, Blue Ring, and Space Station. I don't know what that means. Versus, oh yeah, each of the episodes is based around different space vehicles or modes of transport. Oh, okay. I mean,
that could be a little page, just one page that goes. It's almost like a table of contents, one page that goes, we're going to talk about these five.
Exactly. Yeah. So what you could do is, and I wouldn't even make it a page. Technically it would be a page, but I think it can be largely image driven. This is just one sentence, right? This five part series will be structured around the different vehicles that are going to take us to the new frontier. Episode one, the New Shepherd. Boom.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
All right. So right now that's a little bit unclear to me.
Yeah. That makes sense. The reason I like to add pages is because it's just like, if you make a page very succinct and very short, it's fun for people to just clip through this, you know?
Exactly. That's right. And that's another thing that if you're looking for general notes, I know that we've talked about this before, but yeah. If you want somebody to be able to click through and get it quickly, I still think you have too many words.
Yeah.
I think that there's too much reading, and for a pitch deck, it's more about feeling and skimming and getting the general idea. But right now there's too much reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need like this one, way too much reading.
Yeah. Yeah. So cut that in half.
Yeah. I would cut that in half. I would say this one to me is much closer to the way that it should feel.
Yeah.
And I think that if you contextualize in one kind of general table of content slide,
yeah,
I think these are going to come together much more quickly.
Yeah.
Then I don't feel like I have to read to be like the new shepherd. What does that even mean?
Right. I am not going to have each episode be a different company. I'm not going to do that.
So, well, I would assume that just logistically, that would be very challenging.
Logistically, it'd be a fucking nightmare.
You need to work with one company, one set of executives, one location to shoot your interviews, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, yeah, that would be a challenge. Budget, that's what you got. So yeah. What was the question? Sorry.
So what is the purpose of this slide? If you were going to give this slide a name in your own table of contents, what is this slide?
I mean, it's really for parents because, again, kids aren't reading this deck. So the executives are thinking, everybody involved with this will say, kids like space, that's true, but there's a lot of different things about space. Like, what makes this special? What makes this special is that as you're in your tween years, you're wondering why I have to even do math and why STEM is important for girls and boys. Doesn't matter. It's if you want to get into space, you're going to have, there's going to be a lot of opportunities, a hell of a lot more than the film industry.
all of which is true. However, I want to point something out. You said This slide is for parents.
The whole thing is for executives. But
exactly. Saying, but
executives who want to get parents on board.
Right. So what I want to point out is the way you're framing this page, I think, should change. The idea of it is right. But right now, this slide is written as if it's for parents.
Yeah.
The possibility for careers in space are astronomical. Who gives a shit? I'm an executive without parents. Right.
Right.
And an example of how to reframe it and say a lot of the same things is this show is kid tested, parent approved, and parents love engaging content that encourages their kids to pursue more engaging and more lucrative career opportunities.
Yeah.
And you can talk about this stuff, but I'm framing it as if you're writing it to the executive. Right now, this is a page written for parents, and parents are not going to look at this. But if it's written towards the executive, and that executive is also a parent, this is a double whammy in the best way possible, because they're thinking, not only is this good for us for our channel, but if I were a parent, I would want my kids to watch this series. But right now, you're writing the slide to parents. I want you to write it to executives, whether or not they're parents. Right. So they understand how the career opportunities in space create more engagement and create better content.
Yeah.
So I would reframe this.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So our last two slides, we've got a wrap up. So rather than wrap up, literally saying summary, how can we change the headline so I actually know what this page is about and I'm compelled to read it? Because I've done a lot of reading so far. Give me a more compelling reason to read the words on this page, because wrap up is not compelling to me.
I mean, I'm reading a book right now, and at the end of every chapter, there's lessons learned, which I like. It feels like a summary. It feels like the information I read is going to really be, I'm going to be able, okay, here's the thing that happens with executives. They read a deck. Their boss is going to not want to read the deck. They're going to have to summarize it. So that I want to be able to very clearly as an exec go, yeah, I could pitch this up the ladder, you know, in any meeting. And the whole meeting would go, ooh, cool. You got a project like that? Good job. Here's a cracker. So yeah, lessons learned is not really, it's summary. Yeah, it's really summary.
But at the end of the day, even if I'm the executive that has to summarize this for my boss, is this making it very easy for me to summarize? Could I take this one slide and could I summarize this in a few bullet points? And could I sell my boss on this concept?
It's not exactly that. Like it's not repeating information. It's really going, hey, here's one more and one more thing, you know, and then it's saying kind of, look, this is historically the space race has been very valuable in a lot of different ways.
So here's the key to what you just said. You just said that you wanted something that was lessons learned or a summarization, but then you just said, this doesn't actually summarize what I said. I'm adding one more thing. Two completely different purposes of this slide. So if the purpose of this slide is, I'm the junior executive that needs to summarize this, then summarize it for me. Don't give me new information. Give me bullet points, right? I wouldn't use this headline, but the simplest version is executive summary. Kids love space. Parents love kids that are watching engaging content that encourages career opportunities. This percentage of people said that they want to learn more about space, et cetera, et cetera. So they can say, all right, you only got 35 seconds to let me pitch this to you. It's 11. Bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. Oh, I get it. Right now, your page isn't doing that.
Yeah.
Right. So if that's the purpose of it, make sure that that's what the page is actually achieving.
I don't know. I mean, I think that that a summary is helpful for sure, but I also think I did want to stuff in one more point, which is historically space exploration has given us things like GPS, weather forecasts, medical technologies, and in the future, it's going to revolutionize. Semiconductors. It's crazy that making a semiconductor with the gravity we have on Earth is way more difficult than making a semiconductor without gravity.
Great. None of which is a summarization.
If
you want this to be one more point, number one, wrap up does not encapsulate the point of this, but number two, it's not compelling, right?
This is not right.
So here's an example of what it could be. Rocket makers, space exploration changes the world. Bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. Now it's, but wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Right. Now I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't even think about this. This is even more reason this is compelling and why we want to put this into the world.
Yeah.
But right now, wrap up isn't compelling and the page isn't even wrapping anything up. So either it's an executive summary that allows me as the junior exec to summarize this in 15 seconds in one slide to sell my boss, or it's one more thing that sells this even more. Right now, it's kind of neither or.
Yeah. You know, I think that the first page really summarizes the whole project. I would just summarize it. I don't want to summarize it again. I do want to go. And there's more.
If that's the case, then here's that one more thing that really goes above and beyond. Horrible pun, slightly intended. And then the final page is just the thanks for reading and about the filmmakers, about you. So number one, readability is very much a problem on this page.
Yep.
I really got a strain to read this one.
Yep.
But rather than just thanking them for reading, what I always want to make sure after any form of a presentation, resume, interview, website, it does not matter what it is, tell me what to do next. Give me a call to action. What if for some reason I was past this pitch deck and I have nothing else? How do I contact you?
Oh, they know.
But what if they don't? What if this is passed from one person to another person and it's not attached to the email or anything else? There's no reason not to have how to contact you on this page.
Okay.
Right. And what I would also do is rather than just a thanks for reading, I would put some final call to action or just something that's compelling that shows what the impact that you want this to make. Right. Let the bad example would
be, let's make this show.
The bad example would be if I were a bad copywriter, you know, let's change the next generation by teaching them space exploration together. Right. That's the shitty version. But do you see the intent of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why we're doing this. This is why we want to get in business with you. You don't need to thank them for reading because they probably didn't read anyways.
don't thank them for doing something they didn't do.
Yeah, so exactly. So really show them this is why you read this and this is why we should work together. One last final swing for the fences. Make every word count.
Right. All right. Okay.
That give you enough homework?
Yeah, it definitely does. Anybody else feel like this is better or this is, I hate to shoot down Brett, but it just, can't do it.
What, for anybody who's listening, what are you referring to?
Oh, sorry. In the chat, Brett mentioned that it would be cool to look at SpaceX and others, but that's another, I mean, I can mention it, but that's another series. Like if you go explore Blue Origin, you're going to get enough for five episodes for sure. I mean, they're only 5 to 7 minutes. Jesus.
Yeah. And, this is basically one 1.5-hour episode broken into five pieces. You're 100%. Not even going to scratch the surface of what you can talk about in that time.
100%. Especially for kids. You're not going to be able to. Yeah. It's just too much. But then SpaceX will be a whole nother series and other. There's a lot here. And I'm not trying to fluff it up. There's just too much. I mean, the more I read, the more I go, oh, my mind is blown at the opportunities. It's not, again, I know it's the non-elephant in the room, but the idea that, oh, you guys just want to go to Mars. That's not at all. That's just one aspect.
So what this tells me, you might need one more slide, which is this barely scratches the surface of the potential for kids series about space exploration.
You could
have an entire series on just the engineers at Blue Origin. We could talk all about SpaceX. Let them see the larger opportunities in the bigger picture beyond this one series of 5 episodes of 5 to 7 minutes a piece. Then they really see the potential for a lot more content and future collaborations with you. I think that there's potential for one more slide there.
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem doing a NASA series. So it'd be NASA, it'd be SpaceX. There's other companies that are doing pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot more resources that you could tap into. And I think that can be a part of your pitch.
Okay, great. That's a great slide idea.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing how this goes for you.
Yeah. Next week, I'll just tell you real quick.
And I hope they don't say, God, who the hell gave you all this horrible advice on this pitch deck. If you had given us your first version, we would have bought it. But with this deck, we have to say no. I'll wait for that refund request.
Yeah, right.
No. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for investing both your time and energy listening to today's show. If you were inspired by this conversation, don't forget to subscribe in your podcast app of choice, and most importantly, leave a review, because that helps move the show to the top of iTunes and get our message out there to those who need it the most. Simply visit optimizeyourself.me/subscribe to never miss another episode. Lastly, stay safe, healthy, sane, and most importantly, be well.